I'm Sarah Williams with China Focus. Controversy erupted this week when U.S. President Barack Obama was seen chewing gum in public at the Asia-Pacific Economic Forum in Beijing. I spoke with VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Ide about the flap and other events from APEC.
Obama was spotted chewing gum. Most likely it was Nicorette. And there was a lot of reaction to this online about, you know, how some people thought that maybe he was nervous, so he had to chew gum to relax. And, of course, there were comments about, you know, how just such poor etiquette it was for him to be chewing at such a, you know, a grand occasion and in public. It's kind of interesting. It shows, too, the kind of big differences in cultures that there are between the two countries. And, you know, as a foreigner here, there's a lot of things that go on every day on the streets that would probably shock many overseas. So it was interesting, but it did generate quite a lot of discussion online.
Yes, I understand that authorities before the APEC meetings had called on the public in Beijing to refrain from certain types of behavior. And I guess when these meetings occurred, you know, some people sort of thought, well, why is the U.S. president doing this?
Right. If we're going to be, in essence, you know, if they're being held up to these standards, you know, why shouldn't, you know, how should he be allowed to chew gum at a huge international meeting such as APEC? Yeah.
Well, another thing that got a lot of publicity was when Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared to assist Peng Liyuan, who is the wife of the Chinese president, Xi Jinping. I guess he gave her like either a shawl or something to cover her shoulders, which she accepted, but then put down and put on a jacket, I guess. But that certainly received a lot of comment, I think, overseas. I don't know, what was the reaction in China to that?
Oh, there was a lot of reaction to it. Initially, when it was broadcast live, the CCTV broadcaster, the anchor who was speaking at the time, noticed it and, you know, of course, talked about how chivalrous it was. You know, it was a nice gesture of Putin. But actually what happened, this got so much attention online that they started censoring it. For what reason, it's still unclear. But there was a lot of discussion about it. It continues to be something that people talk about. You know, there were, of course, people that thought that what he was doing was very, very kind. He's very sophisticated, one comment says. Another says, Putin is so cool, I would like to marry a guy like him. So, you know, a lot of people were talking about it. Oh, and there was another that about, you know, asking whether or not Xi Jinping would be jealous and whether or not when Xi Jinping is in public with his wife, will he carry her bag next time? So I think probably the things that concern them the most and the reason why it got censored is Chinese officials, Chinese leaders really don't like the public talking about their private lives or about them personally.
I don't know what kind of reaction there has been in social media in China just to to these meetings themselves, and particularly the meetings between Mr. Obama and Mr. Xi and the press conference that they had in which they announced the plans for greenhouse gas emissions. And they spoke about other matters as well.
A lot of the reaction online in general to APEC has been focused on the clean skies. And people talking about APEC Blue, you know, and how because of what's gone on, what authorities have done to ensure that the skies are clear. I'm sure your listeners are aware, but the government shut down thousands of factories and initiated a ban on driving private cars that, you know, private car drivers have to drive. They can only drive every other day. They can't drive their cars every day. And they also sent about 50% of the population here was given a holiday and told to take a hike, get out of town, go somewhere else. And it was definitely, you could see it on the streets here. It was like a ghost town for a week. And now that the meetings are over, people are starting to return. And the discussion was one that, wow, it was so nice during APEC. How come we can't have this all the time?
VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Ide. Follow us on Weibo. That's China Focus. I'm Sarah Williams.